For the dozens of tribes that occupied what is now California, basket weaving has been a basic but essential skill for centuries.
Before contact time, we all wove baskets for everything, for carrying everything that had to be gathered and stored for the winter. We wove granaries where we would keep our mesquite beans and our acorns and all kinds of different things, all the nuts and dried fruits for storing and gathering herbs. Those were our utensils. They were for everyday use.
Linda Navarro is executive director of the California Indian Basket Weavers Association, which is holding a pair of day-long workshops about that craft and the materials it requires at the Pepperwood Preserve this weekend. She says the plants used in basketry are as varied as the tribes themselves.
California is a big place, and it's all Indian country. In the high mountains, we gather bear grass, cedar root, pine root, spruce root, woodwardia fern, maidenhair fern, bracken fern root, a lot of redbud, willow, juncus, devil's claw, yucca, some of the cactuses, the palm. There's just lots of plants, and it just depends on where you're from, what plants you would be gathering.
But willow may be the most common and versatile plant, adds Sue Campbell of the Susanville Rancheria. She's the association's current vice chair.
There's all kinds of different varieties of willow. It's not only universal for California, but all over the world. Willow has been used because of its strength, being able to bend it in all kinds of different shapes, and for how long it lasts. We use the willow root for some of the foundation and weaving. We use willow stem for the base or foundation of a basket. And some people use the skin to get color into the basket, because when the skin is peeled off, it gets kind of a different, darker color, and you can use that also.
This year, notes Campbell, drought conditions are making materials harder to find and altering their usual harvesting times.
In the spring, as the willow comes up, you got like 2 weeks to get your materials before the water comes up through the roots. It softens that skin up so the buds can start budding out. But you want to catch that right before it buds out, because your willow will be straight and no knots. That's where it's the strongest. You can put that in your basket and it'll be very sturdy.
The workshops, featuring five master weavers from across California and a program that repeats both days, are called Tending the Wild. Accordingly, says Navarro, several presentations will focus on traditional methods of managing the materials, including the judicious use of fire.
We have several basketry plants that the tending requires burning them back in the fall so that you get nice new shoots in the spring. It's just a good, healthy way of managing that plant and making sure that you get good quality, healthy basket material for your next season.
These days, each tribe works with a liaison from the Environmental Protection Agency to coordinate such maintenance measures, facilitate access to plant sources, and alert the weavers when pesticides are in use.
We like to be notified when spraying is happening, when there's basketry plants in the area, or if the water source is going to be affected. There are a lot of areas that we cannot gather in and we stay away from because of agricultural spraying and just weed abatement.
It's one more way this venerable tradition is adapting to continue in the 21st century. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.